Hello, everyone. Thank you to Chris and thank you to John for inviting me to read. I am so humbled to be in this lineup tonight. Very happy to be here. I'm going to start with a poem called Mantra. Welcome the lash, clap of sea spray, cold which even now cracks your skin. Welcome nicked tooth, marred heel, eyelashes plucked like grass. Welcome a world that aches with sun. Day floods your eyes, they're weak as a newborn's. Car horns, downed wire, crumbling brick. You heap the world in your palms. Try to assemble a castle, even as grains escape your fingers, and you are the sieve. My next poem is a pantoum, and that's a form where the second and fourth line of each stanza becomes the first and third line of the next stanza. And it's a closed circuit so that the first and third line of the first stanza become the second and fourth line of the last stanza. I think I said that right. So I'm going to read a tonsure for Ryan. Oh, and tonsure is a haircutting practice that is usually linked to some kind of religious ceremony. Brother who is also bald, are you shaving right now? Your stoppered sink, a baptismal font. In Nepal, a nun is shaving her head too. You are shaving right now, two Buddhas, opposite mirrors, opposite neighborhoods. In Nepal, a nun shaves her head, a holy shearing to show devotion. Two Buddhas, opposite mirrors, opposite neighborhoods. We return to the day we were born. No holy shearing to show devotion, just courage to reveal our scalps to everyone. Return to the day you were born. Before these sunspots, dimples, pimpled valleys. It takes courage to show your scalp to everyone. I watch my afro circle the drain. Sunspots, dimples, pimpled valleys, what was hidden is now revealed. I watch my afro circle the drain. This is ritual I will not fear. What was hidden is now revealed. I must accept this man I see. This is ritual I will not fear. The hand that held the razor trembles. I must accept this man I see. The stoppered sink, a baptismal font. The hand with the razor trembling. Brother, we are bald. So my next two poems, wrote these a couple of summers ago, and I grew up watching reruns of Batman 1966, you know, the one with the pow and bang, and I was always interested in the character of Catwoman, and there were a couple of actresses who played Catwoman, Julie Newmar and Eartha Kitt, and I just started thinking about how they did these really drastically different portrayals of Catwoman. And Julie Newmar's Catwoman was allowed to be very sensual and sexual with the main characters. And that wasn't the case with Eartha Kitt. Her character was like always at a distance. And so I just started thinking about who these women were behind the scenes. And I started thinking about that difference, and that's where these two poems came from. And I'm gonna have a slight pause in between them. The first is called Eartha Kitt, Catwoman, Lost Footage. I'm quick, a black flash lighting the screen. With claws arched, I swing for the caped crusader. He dodges. We circle each other again. These are the scenes on the cutting room floor. Adam West visiting my lair after midnight. He lifts me high above the dinnerware and leopard print sofa. I arch my dancer's legs. He spins on rubber boots. We seek the dilated eye of the camera. West's lips pillow mine, our tempers filed down to lust. I reach for a fan to cool my sweaty décolletage. The boy wonder snores in Wayne Manor. Let the kids sleep. In the director's edit, we don't touch. I skirt around back alleys. Batman chastens from a distance. Crime is a habit, Catwoman. No lines blur between crime fighter and burglar. My maple skin does not cross his white. We're palatable for a TV audience, adults and kids. In my trailer, I peel from my suit, undo the overwrought wig and braid. I'm singing Santa Baby at Cafe Carlisle tonight. I choose a sparkly thigh cut number no one will find respectable. I plan to eat off several men's plates and curl my finger into the cream of eclairs. Julie Newmar, Catwoman, dramatic method. Shook out my hair, static crackled. I was a new creature as I ran my lines. I'm not pussyfooting around this time, Batman. It's an actual line from the show. In the crease of my double mirror, there gleamed two of me. 1966, women were cutting their hair, wearing jeans, preparing to march for the ERA. My cat suit stared, a black eel skin from the bed, calling me to put her on. Those cute cat ears, the perfect crown for a villainess. I practiced climbing my fire escape without shoes, the way a cat burglar would, steady, easy now. My feet, cottony paws. I reached five flights before my weight creaked the metal stair. On set, I said, tailor the costume here, here, so the metallic belt rides my hips. Makeup girls teased my mane and with a pencil turned my eyebrows to silk flames. Those scripts were all about Catwoman. No one noticed the power of Selena Kyle, unassuming socialite, donning pumps in noonday sun. In those days, they'd let any fine-coated white woman nuzzle up to the Tiffany's counter. She could lower her mink over the jewels while shop girls gossiped, draw cool sapphires into her gloved hand. I wanted to play her so badly, leave the crime scene scarless, cooing with the rise and fall of my chest. It is Wednesday, so I'm gonna read a poem called Wednesday Praise. Tonight, the sky blushes violet. In rickety matchbox churches, women greet the Holy Spirit. Lightning forks in arms, thighs. One woman swoons, a friend props her straight. They grasp for God's tail wind. God sashays in and out the door. They wait for his return. It could be a hymn. Wait for him to caress their cheeks with creek cool hands, to hug them tighter than their husbands, the God of 800 thread count sheets and cinnamon tinged tobacco. They work for God, boil green beans in the waist high pot, scrub beneath the toilets, even bear the preacher's rant as he walks the crowd raining spit through the aisles. And this last poem is a sonnet about where I grew up. It's called Kickin' It. Hueytown summer, hoopties ride. Tricked out Jeeps blaze avenues by night. Teens dance to Genuine. Dust stoops while hips grind. The blues trouble can man when peeps don't buy his metal cans. But bootleg man's numbers hike. Grandmas occupy their hours watching flicks. Kids brew plans, strip to swim trunks, onesies, leap sprinklers. Under a pine, a group sucks ices. One boy groans, brain freeze. By porch light, moms holler sons and daughters home. Moon brings gin binge, house party, chrome wheels spin. Thank you.